content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everyone. How are you? And thank you for tuning in to Spiritually Raw. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Like, hey, listen, so we got a great show planned for you, but just a couple of housekeeping things for you. If you'd like to become a guest and check us out and come on in as a guest, a featured guest on our show, all you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com and you can fill out the survey, send it over to us. We'll check it out and get connected with you about being a guest on our show. And don't forget, while you're there, to download a free copy of Your Secrets to Interview Riches. Yeah! Thank you very much. Yay. All right, right on. Cool. Hey, and again, thanks for supporting us around the world, everybody. We really do appreciate that. And we also appreciate you all checking out the Spiritually Raw, or the Patreon/ Spiritually Raw channel. That's been great. And I appreciate your support on that. Thank you very much. And great exclusive content in there for you to enjoy. How's that without script?
Pretty good.
Not bad. I'm getting better. Huh? Yeah. All right. So who's up today? More importantly, enough about me.
That's for darn sure. Today we have Sebastian Shug. He has an alternative take on book publishing, which is allowing authors to be able to print, advertise, and sell their works with ease. This is going to be interesting. Sebastian is an author under the pen name Nicholas Parker. He's also an illustrator, podcast host, publisher of Sebastian Shug Publishing.
Sebastian Shug Publishing. Welcome, Sebastian.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man, how are you? That was an intro, huh? So, hey,
hell of an intro.
Yeah, it is. I mean, she writes some really good. So congrats, man. Illustrative career of 14. Wow. So, what's your alternative take on book publishing? You know, allowing authors to be able to print, advertise, sell their works at ease. So, what's the alternative take behind all that?
You missed the part. The whole thing is with ease. With ease.
Yeah, with ease.
The alternative take. It's a very, I call it a brick and mortar approach personally, because book publishing, really anything to do with the arts, should really be nothing more than just I have a product and, you know, I want to put it out there. And, you know, with my alternative stance on it, it shouldn't cost a second mortgage, at least in my opinion. So I offer the service at a relatively low cost, and that's essentially it. I mean, you kind of just have to try it for yourself.
No, that's cool. So let's break down, and we're going to get, you know, the audience really just a scope of who you are. So when they work with you, let's take a look at that working process,
sure,
right? So what happens? Take me through that process. Does someone reach out to you? They set an appointment with you, and then where does it go from there?
Definitely. So usually, so people can reach out to me either via email or phone, and those are listed on my website, I do believe. And this is assuming that the author or artist already has a finished manuscript. They already have a finished book file that they want to get out there to the public. Everything is all edited or not, and I'll get into that soon. But this is assumed that the file is ready, it's ready to go, and they send me the file. Whether or not they need a cover is another story entirely. And assuming all the files are together, that is when I send the file out through my distribution channels. And you can usually find that through first, second, and third party retailers such as Amazon, Google, Barnes & Noble. You know, the more the better as far as audience retention goes. And it's all up to the discretion of the author, of course. So let's say they want a particular title on one site and not on the other. That's fine. Usually it is the more the better, though.
So let's say I were to come to you and I've got this book and I say, okay, look, everything's written, punctuation's mm-hmm. already edited and stuff like that. For the most part, the cover looks clean. I'm happy with the title. I give you this book, right? And then you just take it from there and run with it and just go to the different online places where people can buy them?
Basically, yeah. I mean, if there's anything editing-wise or cover art-wise, which I said I would go into, editing I also do, cover illustration I also do. Granted, you're willing to negate some of that percentage.
Right, right.
You know, just a little bit of extra work. But you know, the world's your oyster when it comes to publishing. So I leave that transparency open right from the get-go.
Do you care from your perspective whether it's fictional or nonfiction or any type of genre?
Any genre is welcome as long as they understand the... As long as authors understand the guidelines of both A, what sells, and B, what classifies good good content. So if you're writing something or you're illustrating something for the sake of being abstract, you know, I want to be different, you're sort of running the risk of people not knowing what it is, or more so not being marketable, you know. So just because you do publish a book, it's not guaranteed that it'll sell. So... that's just kind of the name of the game when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tell us about your background.
So my background is originally in illustration. As you stated before, I did start at 14 professionally, though I have been drawing all my life. And it comes from a place where I would often get very jealous at the sketches or comic books, because I couldn't draw like them, and I was set to this standard until I eventually decided, you know, I'm never going to be happy unless I carve my own path here, so I better get started.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So when you start working with these, and the good thing you did start it where you did, I mean, that's a great inspiration for a lot of people coming out, especially now, right, where, you know, there's a lot of people figuring out what do they do next.
Definitely. And
so this is it's good to hear the story on this. Is from your perspective now, what kind of, when an author comes to you, you've already got there, where you're going to distribute that to them. Generally, not so much what do they expect, but how long do they, once they're on these different channels, are they basically there forever? Or is that how that works? Or do they?
They are there for as long as the site continues to be active. I rarely get distribution channels that go defunct or just simply not sell the book anymore, unless there's a big problem like with the manuscript, you know, the pagination where, you know, the margins don't quite fit, we can't fit it in a physical book, we can't print it. Those are all issues that I am, of course, emailed and notified of in order to fix them. But unless the author specifically states, hey, I would very much like you to remove this book, then all in all, it remains. And whatever royalty compensation comes from that, I send that over right away to whatever method is most convenient for them.
Got it.
So did you have like a normal childhood, or was it like dysfunctional?
Where'd that come from?
Depends what you mean by dysfunctional. I mean, as normal as it could be, you know, I will say that I did come from a statistical household of, you know, a household of divorce, but, you know, I really don't think that impacted me in a negative manner. I'd actually say more to the contrary, it helped me discover new experiences, you know, through both personal means and through career means.
Can we give him a round of applause for putting up with that ridiculous question?
No, that's not ridiculous.
My gosh, where did that even come from?
Like, no, but you know what?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, we're going from his being a publisher and helping people distribute their books to his normal childhood. My gosh.
I saw some of his book covers, so I was wondering.
Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, can we focus on our guest?
Yeah, let's talk about how many books he has. Jay, this guy has written so many books. How many books actually have you written?
Are you counting individually or collaborative?
Let's go with the whole full boat.
Oh, geez. Okay. So as of now, I believe the total hovers at around 175 to 180.
See, I wasn't kidding.
What? You've written that many books?
Okay, no. This is the combination of both writing independently, co-authoring, editing, illustrating. So any book that I could essentially attach my name to, then yes. Now, if we're going into just strictly writing, it hovers around the area of around about 30 to 40.
30 to 40? Man. Like, how do you get...
I struggled for a 10-page ebook.
A 10 pages? Forget about that. How do you even get... Like, what do you do to get yourself... And I got to tell you, I got to commend authors, man. I really, you know, I mean, I got my name on an ebook just because somehow...
Because we live in the same house.
Right. So, but other than that, I mean, how you get, how do you even get yourself to that place of, okay, I'm just going to write a book? Like, what do you have to get in some sort of special state, or, you know, like, where do you go?
I think there's a lot of discussion about that, where authors tend to believe that they like to get in a specific zone to write, you know, and you often see these types of people in Starbucks or in cafes thinking that they need to be set in a box where they can just get their writing done. And sometimes that works for people. Other times I find myself writing whenever,
Jay, Jay didn't answer the question properly. What he's trying to ask is, how the hell did you write over 100 books? Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's thinking, like, what kind of drugs does it take? And I'm kind of wondering myself what kind of drugs it takes, no offense, to be able to write that many books.
To answer the drug question, several. No, I'm kidding.
That's great.
There you go. That's a great, honest answer. Thank you.
Sounds like you just increased your book sales, Sebastian.
There you go.
Well, I saw his book covers. I'm like, this takes a special mind.
All right, let him answer the question, though, at least.
Yeah.
I suppose the secret to my work ethic, and more so to the output, is a formula that I've used, and this is no BS that you'd find, you know, in any potshot Facebook ad, is that what I like to do is incorporate a system of procrastination where you're busy working on multiple projects at once. So in order to keep it from being stale, you would essentially go and work on another project if you get bored with another one. So you always have a constant stream of work, and in my experience, never get bored with it.
Oh, so you're just kind of, so you're bebopping.
He goes bebop.
Yeah, so you're kind of like, okay, well, go. I'm working on book one here, and then I just kind of burned out. I need more inspiration. Let me take this, and this will apply to book two kind of thing, and roll
there
it like
go.
That.
Yeah.
Ah, that's pretty cool, man. All right. Okay, well, that's your form. So who is this, and I hope I'm not butchering the name here.
You will. Maybe you should just spell it.
No. Rene Gazarian?
Rene Gazarian, yes. Well, assuming he's listening. He is the man that eventually started it all, and I do really have to give a big thanks to him. He was the one who essentially kicked off my whole career as an illustrator. See, I didn't begin as a writer. I didn't begin as an editor, a publisher. He was the one who came up with the first series that I illustrated for, called The Adventures of Daniel. Whereas it is a 30-book series of traditional morals, family values, you know, very Norman Rockwell, which I did start as a sophomore in high school. And, you know, to this day, 5-6 years later, I cannot thank him enough for that. We actually have book 31 in the works.
You and Renee together?
Exactly. Wow. Me and Renee together. Wow. After all this time.
So what's the relationship there? How did you, I mean, mentor, like, how did you actually connect that relationship and get it?
Very much mentor-student. He was looking for an illustrator at the time of himself finishing books 1 through 5 at the time. And me being me, whereas I had never so much as talked to someone in the professional field. I didn't know what to say. I was very flattered at the time. And of course, me being 14, I didn't know how all the logistics worked, right? So it was very hands-on. It was very much a swan dive approach where we just need to see where this takes us. And it took us, you know. It
took you. Hang tight, brother. We're going to take
it's
a quick.
As simple as I can put it.
No worries, man. Listen, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with more with Sebastian, and we're going to learn about his podcast, Mars on Life. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so, so much. We are with Sebastian Shug. So, Sebastian, can you tell us here about your podcast, Mars on Life? Tell us what that's about.
All right. So Mars on Life is, like you said, a podcast that delves into the general aestheticism of the arts surrounding the greater Los Angeles area. And it is hosted by both myself as well as my co-host, Ryan Mancini, who is a journalist in his own kind of artistic regard. So I'd definitely like to give a shout out to him as well.
Ryan. All right. Let's give a shout out to your journalist friend, Ryan. Right on, right on. So when did you start the podcast?
We started it back in February of this year. It was just sort of an idea that both of us had come together, having known each other throughout the years. We'd have some amazing discussions. And it was just a matter of, you know, we really just want to catalog this in the best way we know how. And podcasts generally last a few hours. So, hey, these conversations are really key for that.
Good for you. Good for you. Right on, man. Hey, so listen, so let me ask you this, you know, as we get down.
Are you married?
Am I married? No, not at the moment. I'm a bit too young for that, but I am in a relationship.
I told you he was young. I told you he was young.
Okay. Anyway, so
I'm interested to know more.
Well, ask him more else.
No, please don't hold back.
Yeah, don't hold back. He said,
"How old are you?"
I am 22 years old currently.
That is awesome. You have accomplished so much at such a young age. It's because when I saw your profile picture, I said, "Jay, this kid's young."
You sound well. You sound very well spoken for your age.
I didn't think from your picture you look 22, but from the way that you speak, I absolutely didn't think you were 22. That's why I was trying to figure your whole thing out. So I figured I might as well just come out and ask.
Thank you.
He's going to be on telling his friends on the show. He's like, "Man, I was on the show. This lady was hitting on me." He's like, "Just asked me my age, and it was about my book. Asked me if I had family problems."
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts, man. Hey, that's how you know they're interested, brother. First question is, that's how they know. Hey, is your family okay? Are you messed up in the head or anything? That's how you know they're interested in you. That's always a telltale sign.
Oh man!
All right, listen again. So tell us some before you love and leave us here. You know, we're winding down here a little bit. Can you tell us some parting advice that you would recommend with all this they've done, all this work that you've done for people that you would share with authors that can really give them help there for us?
Start, as bluntly as I can put it, just start.
Yeah, right on.
There is a lot of people, a lot of authors and artists that their true weakness is really themselves, where they feel that their content perhaps isn't good enough or that no one would read it. Now, I went into that with the same sort of like vain approach of I'm doing this because I want to get famous. That is not how you do it, first and foremost, because you'll always end up disappointing yourself because people admittedly set their expectations too high whenever you get into this kind of artistic market. So it is a matter of starting, having fun with it, getting over those hurdles, and really learning to let go of any previous shortcomings that you may have had. You know, the best inhibitor really is yourself.
Sebastian, I want to get one other question.
He's a wise fellow.
Yeah, very wise, very wise. I want to get another question in here for you. So with all these books that are coming out and so many books out there that are coming out right now, how the hell does an author get theirs, other than what you're doing, obviously getting them out there and stuff, but how do they get that competitive edge in today's world? Like, okay, look at my book.
They definitely, in my advice, the best way to do that is to establish a very niche market. And my opinion is that you should always start small because, one, you won't end up disappointing yourself, but two, you capture that small group that could potentially grow bigger. Now, I respect the whole, you know, swan diving first into a big area, but if you want to be a little fish in a big pond, that's how you do it. Would you rather be a little fish in a big pond or a big fish in a little pond? That's, you know, it's your choice. So really know who your market is and characterize that, you know, make books around that, advertise surrounding that. So.
Right on, right on, right on. Sebastian Shug, everybody. Very, very nice to meet you, my friend.
I can say one thing for sure.
What's that?
We will never, ever forget you.
Nope, we won't forget you.
Likewise.
And hopefully the rest of the world too.
Yeah, I hope you get a lot of love out of this, man. I really do. You're very wise for your years. A lot of love, a lot of luck to your brother. So tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, catch up with you, and so you can tell them how you can take them to the next side.
Of course. So in general, you can usually find me via Google at Sebastian Shug. Just type my name in there. Also, Nicholas Parker as well. You could find an itemized list of both names and their associative books. Through social media, you could find me through Dr. Sebby. That's DrSebby at both Instagram and Twitter. I'm also available at Sebastian Shug Publishing at SebastianShugPublishing.com. Unfortunately, the domain is still currently being under construction, but you should be able to find me there as well if you just type in my name, as well as the Mars on Life podcast, just Mars on Life. If you have trouble finding it, you could always find it through my name as well, Sebastian Shug, or my co-host Ryan Mancini, which is M-A-N-C-I-N-I. Ryan, of course, R-Y-A-N. And essentially, that would do it. I mean, of course, if you'd like to send in a manuscript, my email is SebOiBookACCT.
Very good.
Did you get that, everybody? Where to send the manuscript?
Thank manuscript. You. I'm yep. always open.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Sebastian, thanks, man. It's been a pleasure having you on here today. So again, check him out, everybody. It sounds like it's you got nothing to lose and everything to gain to see what can happen with your book. Yeah, so it was a great show. I enjoyed it.
Definitely, it was definitely entertaining.
Questions were interesting. Yes, they were. But anyway.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. You're welcome. So anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Thanks a lot.
Together, we will turn the key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see the stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. Look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? But a flame, a star burning out, is it the same? Oh, look up and I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these